Biden bureaucracy prepares for Trump win by fast-tracking leftist rules. By Wendell Hussebo on May 17, 2024. The administrative state is preparing for former President Donald Trump to win re-election by implementing a surge of bureaucratic regulations before a deadline that renders them difficult to undo by a potential Trump administration. Trump vowed to drain the administrative state, or deep state, as he termed it, upon returning to office. Trump successfully deleted many of the administrative state's rules during his presidency. Biden reinstated some of them. The term administrative state specifically describes the phenomenon of unaccountable and unelected administrative agencies, including the national security apparatus, exercising power to create and enforce their own rules. The administrative state uses its rulemaking ability to essentially usurp the separation of powers between the three branches of government by creating a so-called fourth branch of government not formed by the Constitution. Biden's administrative state in recent months appears to be working overtime to cement his agenda into the fabric of America. For example, the administrative state implemented 66 significant rules in April alone, a number that is greater than any month since the Reagan administration, a regulatory study center analysis found. Biden's administrative state published 111 more regulations than Trump implemented at the same point in his term, Axios reported. Many of the rules will protect the progressive agenda of climate change, such as limiting auto tailpipe emissions and forcing power plants to cut carbon dioxide emissions. The rules implemented during an upcoming look-back period can be reversed in a potential Trump administration via the Congressional Review Act. Any rules put into action before the deadline cannot be reversed. When the look-back period begins in 2024 is murky, but Axios reported Biden's deadline to range between next week and September. That means Biden has little time to cement his radical left agenda within the administrative state. Stephen Bala, co-director of George Washington University's Regulatory Studies Center, told Axios. The administrative state holds significant institutional power because elected federal lawmakers essentially abdicate their legislative authority, according to experts at conservative think tanks. Many conservative experts believe lawmakers should accomplish more legislative business and perform fewer public relations stunts that grow their political brand. Many America First conservatives are working to alter the incentive structure. The president never had a policy process that was designed to give him what he actually wanted and campaigned on. Russell Vaught, Trump's former director of the Office of Management and Budget, previously told Time. We are sorting through the legal authorities, the mechanics, and providing the momentum for a future administration. Before Trump left office in 2021, he signed an executive order, EO, to reclassify federal government employees into Schedule F, which would have allowed the president to enhance accountability and job performance within the bureaucratic agencies. You have some people that are protected that shouldn't be protected, Trump said in May about Schedule F. Biden canceled the order when he assumed office in 2021. But if Trump reclaims the White House, he will reportedly re-implement the executive order and purge the unelected technocrats artificially running the federal government. It would effectively upend the modern civil service, triggering a shock wave across the bureaucracy, Axios previously concluded about the EO's impact. The mere mention of Schedule F, added Vaught, ensures that the bureaucracy moves in your direction. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.